Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding a Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Amr Ula Amr Rabbi Yechanan, 15 lines up from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amr Ula Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Bas Ger Amayni Ksheir LeKuhuna. That the daughter of a Ger Amayni is Ksheir LeKuhuna. Right now the Gemara assumes it's an Amayni that married an Amaynis. The daughter is going to be Kasha LeKuhuna. Amr Le Rav Bar Ula LeUla, Kiman, who did Rabbi Yechanan say this according to? What's the Chiddush? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, HaAmr Bas Ger Zachar Kabas Chal Zachar. Can't be he was going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like a ger is pasul lekuhuna, so to the daughter of a ger is pasul lekuhuna, so here also would be the same thing. V'ikra Rabbi Yaisi, and if it was going like Rabbi Yaisi, it's then pshita that the daughter is ksheira lekuhuna. Ha'amar af ger shenasa geirim is bita ksheira lekuhuna. Rabbi Yaisi holds that even if both parents are geirim, still the daughter is going to be ksheira lekuhuna. So too over here. V'chitim banich turin lava bekal, lava haidein rai lava bekal loy. Maybe you'll say that there was a havamina. The reason why I needed Rabbi Yechanan is because maybe there was a havamina that maybe when is it that Rabbi Yaisi says that the daughter of two geirim is ksheira, that's only if they're from other types, other nations, but from Ammon, where there's an Issa, Lavi Bekahal, they're not Roy Lavi Bekahal, so we don't give such a heter. But Minali, what would be your Havamina, what would be the Makar for such a Havamina, that the geirish, that the Bas Geir should be possible, that I need Rabbi Yechanan to say that she's ksheira. So says the Gemara, the Elf Mikhan Gadu Balmana. I might have learned that from Khan Gadu Balmana. Over there, the daughter is possible, so too over here. Says the Gemara, what's the comparison? Malik Khan Gadu Balmana, she can be a Sabavera. Over there, it was a Bia sister. Over here, a Gera Mayni is a lot of Mary, a Gyeris. It's only an Isilavi Bikal, Kal Gera Malikri Kal. So says the Gemara, Chal Yechia. Well, Chal will prove it to you. Because by Chal, there's no Bia sister, and still the daughter is a Chalala, she's possible Kuna. But says the Gemara, Malachal, she can Yitzirase Bavera. Over there, it's different because the Chal himself was created by Vera. Well, Kain Gadol Yechia, Vachaz Radin, Lari Zachary Zed, Lari Zachary Zed. They're not similar. They don't have the same denominator. They don't have the same factor over here. Rather, what would be the common denominator? Atzavah Savasha Behen, Shein Berev Kal, Ubite Psula. Afkan, Shein Berev Kal, Ubite Psula. Over there, there's a common denominator that they're not Mutter to the, it's not the Berev Kal. It's not the most, normal. So it's over here, meaning, Kain Gadol Ba'man was a Bia Sisser, Chalala, Achalo was created Bia Sisser. So it's over here, like Ger Amayni, it's not Berev Kahal, that also the daughter is going to be Pasul Lekuhuna. What says the Gemara, Ma'al Tzad HaShav HaShavet, Shekin Yesh Ben Tzad HaVera. By both Chalal and Kain Gadol, there's a Tzad HaVera involved in the DNA. Amayni Kain Gadol was a Bia Sisser. Chalal was created Bia Sisser. But you can't learn from there to Ger Amayni, who marries a Geiris, that's an Amaynis. So says the Gemara, so therefore Ula was bothered, or Rava Bar Ula was bothered, so what was Rabbi Yechanan coming to say? So says Rava Bar Ula to Ula, that Dilma, Ba'amayni Shnas Abasi, Stral Kamen. Maybe he was not talking about an Amayni who married an Amaynis like we originally thought, rather he was talking about an Amayni who had a Bia sister and married a Basi Stral. So then you would have thought that the daughter is going to be Apostle, Kamash on Rabbi Yechanan, a big Chiddush that the daughter is Kasher, the Afagav, the Bia Sabavera, Bita Iksheira. So Amar Leis, we'll listen back to that. And yes, exactly. The Kiyasa Ravina Rabbi Yechanan, and I'll even prove it to you that that's what Rabbi Yechanan was referring to, because we have a memory that when Ravin came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Bas Ger Amayni, Bas Mitzvah Sheni, Rabbi Yechanan Merkshei Rav Reishak Shamer Psula. He said that if you have this case of a Bas Ger Amayni who marries the Bas Yisrael, or who had in a Mitzvah Sheni that marries the Bas Yisrael Peser, so the daughter is still going to be Kasher Lekahuna according to Rabbi Yechanan Reishakish as possible. But Rabbi Yechanan says Kasher. You see, even in such a case, the daughter is Kasher Lekahuna, and the Gemara wants to just understand the Machlekes. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar Psula, the Alf Mel Mikan Gadol Ba'amana. Rabbi Reish Lakish learns from Kan Gadol Ba'amana that when you have a Bia Sisser, the child is Pasul Lekuna, so too over here. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan Amar Ksheira, he had a Drasha, the Tani. Says the Gemara, the Tani Rabbi Zakkai, Kamed Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Zakkai taught in front of Rabbi Yechanan that Kiyam Besula Me'ama Vikach Isha. The Pasuk says, Kiyam Besula Me'ama Vikach Isha, Lahavi Giyaris Mikana. So Rabbi Zakkai is coming to be Marbe, that a Kain Gadol is allowed to marry a Geiris who comes from two Geirim. I mean, not that she herself is a Geiris, that of course is usher to a Kain, but a Kain can marry the daughter of a Geir and a Geiris. So, the Sheik Sheir Lekuhuna. Now, Vamar Le Rabbi Yechlan said to Rabbi Zakkai, that Anisha and Am of Me, Am of Lavi Besula Habami Beis Amamit. Bad Amrit. Geiris Mikana Besulai. You're making only that her own, the only heter, is if the Geiris comes from one nation, meaning from two different converts, but the same parsha, the same, both of them are Geirim. I say even if they're not both Geirim, it's still going to be, even if they're from two different nations, she's still going to be kosher. She's still going to be Kshera. Now, Ma'ishne Amin, what does Rabbi Yechna mean when he says even if they come from two different nations? Ilema Amainish and Asa Amainis. Two different nations means an Amainis that marries an Amainis. Umay Mishne Amin, this Chara Masur Nekeres Mutares. And the reason why Amin is called two nations is because they have a split, that the males are Asar and the females are Mutav. So they're like two nations. But Hainu Geiris Mikana. But if we're talking about a Amainis that marries an Amainis, so that's what Rabbi Zakeh was matter. That's the Geiris Mikana. Rabbi Yechna would seem to be saying that these make even more. Now, even if it's not from one Khan. Alaba Amaini Shanasa Bas Yisrael. He was referring to Namaini who marries a Bas Yisrael. Even though it's not one nest, it's not one Khan, still the daughter is going to be Ksheru Lakuna. We could Amri, some have a slightly different version. The Amr Le, Anishayna Amav Me'amav. Lavi Bisula Haba Mishne Amin. That's the same as the first version. But in the second version, the Rabbi Yechanan adds, Ume Am Shigesh Mishne Amin. Part of his drasha is that we're discussing a nation that has two Amin, Amin Umayev, which have a split between the males and the females. V'ad Amri Geris Mikana V'sulai. But now says the Gemara L'Hach Lishna, according to this second lashon, the Rabbi Yechanan darshan this drasha, specifically about Amin Umayev, so then Bas Mitzvi Sheni Dikshay Rilakuna Minale. How does Rabbi Yechanan know the other din that he mentioned in the memra on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph, that a Mitzvi Sheni who marries a Bas Yisrael, that the daughter is going to be Ksheru Lakuna? How does Rabbi Yechanan know that? So says the Gemara, and v'chi teima di'alfi amayni shenasa Bas Yisrael, ma'ala amayni shenasa Bas Yisrael, shekein nekeves mutaris. You can't learn after Amayin, because over there there's a kula that the Amayin is more makel than the Mitzri. Amayin than the nekeves are mutaris. So says the Gemara, mitzri sheni shenia yechiyach. If you have two Mitzriim, a Geirim, a Mitzri sheni that marries a Mitzri shenia, so the halacha is that the child is Ksheru Lakuna, even though over there, you don't have the svar of nekevos. Well, says the Gemara, Malam Mitzvah Sheni, Shenasa Mitzvah Shniya, Shekein Biasa Bavera. Over there, you have a different mindset that there's no Bias Isser. Well, Amayin Shenasa Bas Yisrael Yechiyach. Well, so says the Gemara, Amayin Shenasa Bas Yisrael will prove that even when there is a Bias Isser, the child is still Kasha Lakuna. B'chazra Adin V'chulu. So by a combination of the two, we can learn now that the Mitzvah Sheni, the marriage of Bas Yisrael, the child's gonna be Kasha Lakuna. Amar Rav Yosef, now says Rav Yosef as a postscript, that Hanu Dishmana Leil Rav Yehuda Damar Amav Me Amav Leidana Mai Kamar. Now I understand that which I heard from Rav Yehuda, he made some sort of drasha from the extra mem of Me Amav, now I understand what he was dashing. Now says the Gemara, third version of Rabbi Yechanan, Ki Asa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar, that Hachi Tana Kameh. This is what Rav Zakeh taught in front of Rabbi Yechanan. That Isha Amaynes Kshera. A woman convert from Amayin is Kshera. B'na me Amayini pasal. Her son that she asked from Amayini is going to be pasal. The child's an Amayini. Ubita me Amayini Kshera. However, the daughter's going to be kosher. B'medver mamure b'amayini shva Amayinish nizgayru. That's only if they both convert. Avobita me Amayini upsula, but the bita me Amayini is going to be psula. And Amar is very cryptic. Well, the Gemara will explain shortly. And Amar le Rabbi Yechanan said back to him that puktani lubara, that go teach your teachings outside, you're incorrect. Now, and the Gemara explains that my Amar, that what you said at first, that Isha Amayin is Kshera, that a woman from Amayin is Kshera, Amayin v'lay Amayinis. But that's obvious. It says Amayin, which we dash from there, v'lay Amayinis. But no, Amayin pasul, the fact that her son is pasul, that's also Pasha. Amayin, he's an Amayin. Ubita, Amayin Kshera, that's also Pasha. Because, but Lamai, who do you mean when you say she's Kshera to? Ilem alava bikal, hashta amar Kshera, he mi ba, hashta ima Kshera, he mi ba, even the mother's Kshera, surely she's gonna be mutter. Alakuna, must be you mean Tikuna. But then what does it mean when you say, you said that when it comes to Bita Ma'amayni, then she's possible. Now my Bita Ma'amayni, what does it mean Bita Ma'amayni? Ile Ma'amayni Shanasa Amaynes Hanu Geris Mikana. It can't be you mean a Geris from Amayn. From an Amayin Ger who married an Amayinis, because that's from one Khan, which you just said is Kshera Lakuna. Ela Amayini Shenasa Bas Yisrael. And to that, the Tanakama was saying is Pasul. And Amar Le, Rabbi Yechanan says back to Puktani Labara, go take your teachings and teach it outside, because you're incorrect. Really, the daughter in such a case is going to be Kshera Lakuna.